So long, 2016. This week I'm looking back on the year of no survivors and running through some of the big names in entertainment that we've lost. Then I'm going to take a little look back at this show and how it's kind of changed over the year and what I want to do with things in 2017. Of course, I'm going to be making fun of some weird news stories. And in recommended listening this week, I'm featuring my buddy, the new man.
Beginning Hot Dad Out Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Odd Dad Out Podcast, where normal is not my specialty. I am your host, as always, Adam Higgins, the Odd Dad Out, and this is a show where I share my views of things and weird stories and just crazy stuff and generally just make fun of things. It's a little nerdy, it's a little rambly, but that's just how my brain works. Okay. I'm going to be honest. It's been a few weeks. If you listen to my other show, Mom and Dad Cuss, one of those meta irony sort of things. Few weeks back, we did a show talking about how it was winter, or it's just now winter, but going into winter and it's cooling down and our kids are getting sick and how all that happened. So we do a show talking about kids getting sick and how it runs in waves and one kid gets sick and it's just a chain. Well, that's basically what happened. A couple weeks ago, my wife got sick. So I spend all this time. My wife gets sick. I'm taking care of her. Mrs. Show taking care of my wife because she's sick. Then the kids get sick and taking care of the kids. And I've got four boys. So slowly work my way through the chain. It's a long time of kids just slowly getting sick one after another after another. And then it hit me. And so I've missed a few weeks now just because of, between my wife, my kids, and me, I've missed a lot of illness. Just coming down this most recent episode of Mom and Dad Cuz, episode 20, big 2-0. If you do listen to the show, you can hear me still, my voice half screwed. But that's where I've been. And that's, I know I still sound a little froggy, right now. And you may hear me, cough in and out because honestly, I'm still coughing enough that I don't feel like editing all of them out because I'll be here all day like that. But okay, so surprise, it's actually my birthday. Okay, at least when this is going up, it's my birthday, and it's also almost New Year's and the year of no survivors. Okay, there's a handful of survivors, and there's actually because unless you've been living under a rock, you realize that like all these huge celebrities have been dying this year. I mean, it's just been big names on top of big names. And yes, I realize that, celebrities die every year. I mean, people get old, people die, people have health issues. Especially lately, learning a lot more about celebrities and their health issues and finding out who the hell's got this disease. And oh my God, seriously, they've got lupus. I mean, the fact that Lady Gaga, Selena Gomez, and Nick Cannon all have lupus. I don't think anybody could probably name anybody before now that knew someone who had lupus. But yeah, the people are getting sick. People and celebrities are being more forthright with their health issues and things like that. But it seems like 2016 started off with death and ended with death. And again, I'm recording this on the 29th, and just to, peel back the curtain, this week, December, the week of New Year's 2016, we lost Carrie Fisher on Tuesday, and we lost her mom, Debbie Reynolds, on Wednesday, while they were doing preparation for her funeral. They had to rush her to the hospital and she died. What the fuck, 2016? Okay, but that being said, I jumped off in there, but I'm actually going to, and I had to look this up because this is a damn expensive list. I'm going to run through, and these are just the ones that I'm familiar with because this list was ungodly huge. I'm going to run through the big list of celebrity deaths this year. Some of them I'll give a little tidbit and whatever, but it's a big list. I've got a lot to run through. And again, this is like my abridged list. These are the ones that I'm familiar with. These are the actors, musicians, whatever that I know, because there were tons of them on here that were like, I don't know who you are. Country music star, sorry, I'm not familiar with you. I don't know your movies, all that. I took those off the list. And then there were some that were like, oh crap, I can't believe I forgot about them. Holy crap, they died? That was this year? A lot of that. So, I'm just going to go through. I found this list at 50sweb.com. And it was really, I just Googled the shit out of, you know, celebrity deaths of 2016. And there's a million other lists. And this one seemed the most complete. But, anyway, and if you want to get I've got a link going up to this full list at odddadout.blogspot.com. If you want to check it out there and then find that list, the big list, because holy crap. But here goes. Starting in January, we've got Angus Scrimm. You probably don't know him. And again, these are kind of ones that are relevant to me. He played the tall man in the Phantasm movies. All of them. Let's see. Of course, we in January had David Bowie. I don't need to tell you who the hell David Bowie is. Let's see. David Margulies. He was the mayor in Ghostbusters. He was 78. Alan Rickman. Again, just like, you know, within a week we lost David Bowie and Alan Rickman because 2016. Let's see. Glenn Frey from the Eagles. Abe Vigoda, actor. You may not know him by name, but if you saw him, you're like, oh my God, that guy. Let's see. Maurice White of Earth and Wind and Fire. Harper Lee. You may not know. And I totally am going to pause here. I hear Harper Lee and my brain goes to publisher. That's Harper Collins. Harper Lee, really old lady, wrote To Kill a Mockingbird. Everybody's read this book because it's like one of the most required reading books in all of middle and high school. I think everybody's read it. Everybody probably watched the movie at some point in high school right after you read it. Okay, let's see. Tony Burton, he was actually Apollo Creed's trainer in all the Rocky movies. And it's again another one of those, you probably don't know his name, but if you saw him, you're like, oh my God, that guy? Let's see. George Kennedy. He was in Cool Hand Luke. He was in the Airport movies. He was in the Naked Gun movies. That was all February. March, Nancy Reagan. Nancy Reagan. Yeah, that Nancy Reagan. First Lady Nancy Reagan. Let's see, Frank Sinatra Jr., Gary Shandling, the Gary Shandling Show, the Larry Sanders Show. The guy had figured out comedy to a science. He was the only person to ever do it, and he was kind of scary about it. But he was amazingly hilarious. I mean, he was in up until recently, he was in all the Avengers movies. I think he was up all the way until Winter Soldier. Patty Duke, Merle Haggard, Doris Roberts, who was Marie on Everybody Loves Raymond, the wrestler Chyna, I forgot, died this year. I think that was, I don't remember if it was a heart attack or a drug overdose or something like that. Yeah, Chyna, of course, Prince, we're into May. Let's see. Morley Safer. I'm probably mispronouncing his name. I know the name is from CBS News. He was on 60 Minutes. The guy won 12 Emmys because he was just an amazing journalist. And he's one of those, like, I know his name. He's one of those guys that was just everywhere. He was just, he was like, you know, current level Walter Cronkite level, you know. In June, we had Muhammad Ali, who, honestly, I thought he died a few years ago, but Muhammad Ali died this year. Kimbo Slice, another fighter like China. You know, China's a pro wrestler. Kimbo Slice was in the UFC. But Kimbo Slice, relatively young, at least as far as that goes, he was in his 40s. Let's see. Anton Yelchin, who is the current Chekhov in the new Star Trek movies. I think it was like a, I think he died from a, like, a faulty issue in his Jeep or something. Like, they issued this huge recall and investigation into Jeeps because of the way he died. Mac Rice, who wrote Mustang Sally. I think everybody knows Mustang Sally at this point because it's very used. It's been covered a million times. I think listening to Dave Jackson, he talks about when he was in a band. He said, every band, everywhere you go, everybody has to learn Mustang Sally. It's just one of those things. Doesn't matter what type of band you are, you have to play Mustang Sally. Speaking of Mustang Sally, leads into Gary Marshall, because it gets used in a lot of his movies. Gary Marshall, you know, Happy Days, Mork and Mindy, Laverne and Shirley, A League of Their Own. He was the devil in Hocus Pocus. That guy, you know his face, you know his movies, you know all of his stuff. You may not know him by name, but you know who the guy is. Here's another, you may not know, everybody knows this guy and nobody knows his name. Kenny Baker. Nobody knows his name. British actor. Played R2-D2. The guy in R2-D2 died this year. He also played an Ewok in the Star Wars movies. Stephen Hill. He was DA Adam Schiff on Law & Order for, 10 years. 1990 to 2000. He was 94. Like I said, some of these people were up there in age, and you know, a lot of these guys were in their 80s and 90s. So, again, it's one of those cases where, yeah, he probably, like, to me, these are relevant names and characters because I've seen them on TV and things. You may not have watched Law and Order, but I watched a lot of Law and Order when I was younger. And so, and again, he was on from 19, he was on for 10 years. I mean, geez. Okay, moving on. We are in August. And of course, the biggest name of August was Gene Wilder. To the point, I did an entire segment talking about Gene. I think I did almost an entire episode talking about Gene Wilder previously. Amazing actor, amazing comedian. Some of my favorite movies, you know, Blazing Saddles is just an American iconic film. Most people will, 90% of people will probably agree his Willy Wonka was better than the Tim Burton version. Then complete, you know, it's apples and oranges of the same story. But Willy Wonka, Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, The Producers. I mean, he did so many great things. Okay. Let's see. Arnold Palmer. Yes, that Arnold Palmer, the golfer, the guy who has a drink named for him, you know, the lemonade and sweet tea. You can buy a can of Arnold Palmer tea. I think Arizona Tea produces it. But you can buy an Arnold Palmer in a can with his face on it. But he's a golfer. Basically, the greatest golfer of all time. The most famous golfer of all time. And he died. It doesn't say how. Let's see. Pete Burns is one of those guys where I know the name and I didn't know who he was exactly. And when I saw him, I'm like, oh, crap. This is the guy from Dead or Alive. And you went, who the hell is Dead or Alive? That song, You Spin Me Around, You Spin Me Right. Yeah, I'm not going to sing anymore because I'm terrible. But yeah, that wrote that song, sung that song. He died this year. I think it was a heart attack. He was also in his, he was 57, so. Okay, moving along. Where are we? We are in November. Let's see. Leonard Cohen. Another name. If you're into poetry and the style of music and the sort of gospel-y style of music, you're familiar with the name. Everybody knows Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. It's another one of those songs. It's been covered a million times. Nobody messes with his arrangement. It's one of those songs that you sing it the way he did it. You don't reinterpret it. You don't change it. If you do anything, you add a bigger chorus. That's it. Everybody knows that song. Again, it's been covered a million times. It was used. Hell, it was used in Shrek. I'm trying to remember the scene. It's when Donkey and Shrek are just kind of traveling along and they've got the Hallelujah song. That's what, as they're just kind of going on their journey and Shrek's being kind of mopey. That's the song. Let's see. Now we are in, okay, we're still in November. Florence Henderson. You know, Carol Brady, one of the great American TV moms. They keep saying she was America's mom. There have been a lot of America's moms. I'll say it. Carol Brady, hell, Peggy Bundy even. But yeah, you know, Carol Brady, Florence Henderson, was in November. She was 82. You know, she led a good life. She was, you know, Carol Brady. What more can you say? And I'm leaving this. I'm putting this on the list because he was just a really famous person. Even I wouldn't say he's a celebrity, other than maybe he's one of those celebrity at gunpoint kind of people. Fidel Castro died this year. And again, I thought he died a few years ago. I think he just got really sick and stepped down, and his cousin or whatever took over Cuba. But Fidel Castro died this year. Oh, okay, yeah. In 2008, he stepped down as the president of Cuba and gave he gave control to his brother. Yeah, he was 90. I mean, he wasn't in the best health the last few years. You know, was it 8 years since he's been president of Cuba? He died at 90. So it's entirely reasonable, especially living in Cuba and all the cigars he smoked and all that crap. I'm surprised he lived to 90. Let's see. I actually recently saw there was a law just recently passed in Cuba banning them from naming things for Fidel Castro. I would figure that the current president, being his brother, I think it's still his brother, wouldn't mind them naming lots of stuff after him, unless he's, I guess that'd seem a little more North Korea than Cuba. But yeah, they just recently passed a law banning them from naming like special sites and monuments and things like that for Fidel Castro. Okay, next. Ron Glass, and it's another, I didn't know who he was by name. And there's basically two classes of people who know Ron Glass. There's the people who know him from Barney Miller, who was Detective Harris on Barney Miller back in the 70s. And then there's the group like me who know, who know him as Shepherd Book from Firefly. And I mean, there's completely different scopes of the same guy. And that brings us to December. And December is kind of like January this year. It's been a bitch. So let's see. We started off December with John Glenn. World War II, Korean War fighter pilot, Marine colonel, and astronaut. Oh, yeah, and he was a senator. John Glenn. He was up there with Neil Armstrong as far as like big name astronauts. That's just it. There's only so many big name astronauts, and John Glenn was one of them. That's it. Let's see. Alan Thicke. Growing Pains, Alan Thicke. We're losing sitcom parents. Like, we lost Florence Henderson and we lost Alan Thicke. Like, separate shows, separate generations, but you know, TV mom and dad for everybody. He actually was even recently, he was on the second season of Fuller House, which I just saw, which I actually didn't see until after he died, which was kind of surprising. Let's see, moving on. Zsa Zsa Gabor. And I think most people don't know her for doing anything, really. I mean, I think she was like the first celebrity socialite, really. But she was an actress. She was a model. She did a lot of things when she was younger, but she was just, it was Zsa Zsa. You didn't have to know what the hell she did. She was Zsa Zsa Gabor, and just the name, that was all she needed. That's all she, you know, was it the movie, the Tina Turner movie, What's Love Got to Do with It? I think that was that movie, where Tina Turner, and she's like, I have my name. It's like, all I have is my name. That was Zsa Zsa Gabor. Because it didn't matter. It's like, you don't have, nobody, who the fuck knows what Zsa Zsa Gabor did? Really? She was 99. She died at 99. Nobody knows what she did when she was younger. Most people that knew her when she was younger aren't alive. But you know the name. That's all you had to know about her. Then, let's see. Christmas Day. George Michael. And this is, and we're current. We're within a week of present right now. Christmas Day. George Michael. You know, Wham. Faith. Careless Whisper. You know, this George Michael. I mean, the guy had a very... A complicated career, you could say. But, yeah. Let's see. Okay. Rest of these names on this list I'm not familiar with. But then that brings us back to this week. And, you know, Carrie Fisher on Tuesday. You know, Princess Leia. Along with a million other things she did and written on. She was apparently one of the most prolific, like, co-writers in Hollywood, that she did a lot of work in just fixing scripts and things like this. And really just, she was much more active behind the scenes than most people realized. And of course her mom, on Wednesday, the 28th, Demi Reynolds, who actress, singer, I didn't know her again by name. I knew her face. I also didn't realize that she was Carrie Fisher's mom until all the news was going crazy. I just knew her as Grandma Cromwell from the Halloween Town movies. That's who I knew her. I was like, ah, that was just really a bummer. So that is, and again, I'm recording this on the 29th. We still got, and this is the morning, mind you. We've still got two, three more days of 2016 could just start offing people left and right in the next 3 days. But as of right now, that is the list of the celebrity deaths. And those are the ones that I'm familiar with. The massive, God, I don't know how long list. Like I said, I have there's a more extensive list at 50sweb.com. Or you can just Google it, but it's a hell of a list. That was depressing. that was really kind of depressing. Again, I spent 20 minutes talking about dead people, about just the dead people I know of in this year. So I think we need to lighten things up. So I'm going to take a quick promo break. And I will be right back with bullshit from the news.
Hey guys, it's Joe here from Pre-Recorded Live. Ever notice that we're always using the hashtag Podern Family for all of our stuff that has hashtags? Podern Family is the community of podcasts that support each other and promote each other. And here's the cool part. Now you listeners can search for hashtag Podern Family and connect to hundreds of podcasts. There's so many, you are guaranteed to find something that you like. Or if you don't want to do the searching yourself, you can follow at Podern Family on Twitter and let them retweet the shows to you. So what are you waiting for? Go out and find some podcasts to listen to.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Rihanna from the Mom and Dad Cuss a Little podcast. After 7.5 years and 4 little boys, we've learned a few things about the parenting game and are here to share it with you. We definitely don't know everything, but we tell it how it is, chaos, messes, and all.
So, if you like your parenting shows without all the sugar-coated unicorns, subscribe to Mom and Dad Cuss a Little on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever great podcasts are found. Okay, first up, the U.S. Postal Service apologizes after 6 canaries sent by mail arrive crushed to death. So, apparently a woman in Alabama had some birds mailed to her, and when they arrived, the mail delivery person said, well, your birds arrived, but they're not alive. And the box had tire tracks on them. So, couple of things. First off, you can mail birds. I didn't know you could mail birds. And when I looked in the comment thread of this story, and somebody actually sent a link to the U.S. Postal Service guidelines for mailing live animals, including day-old poultry, quote, and adult birds, and all sorts of, and it basically amounts to they have to be in an approved box, they have to be, all this sort of, particular packaging, you have to pay a particular type of shipping costs and other sort of things like that. And but what was funny to me, and then there's a whole separate section just for scorpions, and I was thinking, but you're shipping canaries. Why would you ship canary? Like, why would you send canaries via regular mail? I mean, it just seems like, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I started, the more I thought about it, they ship bugs. I mean, you can buy, if you are one of those people that has, reptiles or whatever, you can buy a box of crickets and they'll ship you a box of crickets to feed your lizards or whatever, shit like that. But it was funny. I was like, what is that? You had birds shipped to you from Texas to Alabama. And I was like, first off, okay, yeah, Texas is fucking huge, and the article just says it came from Texas. But I'm just thinking, because, I mean, if it's coming from, Brownsville, and you're going to, anywhere in Alabama, it's going to be far. But if you're coming from, Dallas, it's not that big a deal. And that's just, somewhat Texas geography lesson. But I just started thinking about, why, if you have the means to, and it's like, supposing like she just purchased a bunch of canaries, and why would you purchase 6 fucking canaries? Why would you buy 6 canaries or have 6 canaries mailed? That just seems incredibly odd. I can only imagine acquiring 6 canaries if you own a pet store, in which case you probably have a better distribution method. But if you have a pet store, or as if you're going to feed the birds to an animal. So do you have a snake that likes birds? You're going to feed birds to your big ass snake? And most pet snakes usually eat rats and mice and rabbits and shit like that. Not birds. Birds, that seemed kind of cruel to both the bird and the snake to just stick a canary in its snake t- tank and make the snake chase the bird. Anyway, but I was thinking, it's like, okay, just presuming, because the article doesn't give any information to this, presuming this woman bought 6 canaries and had them shipped to her, like mailed to her. A, she's got to at least be of means, you know, you got to be at least of adequate means. You probably could have paid for better delivery method than the U.S. mail, unless, like, I don't know. I've never had to ship a live animal, unless, like, other FedEx and UPS, and they will not, unless they just refuse to transport live animals. That could be the thing. But you probably, you know, dish out the good money for transporting your live animals in a box. Or even if the other, for me, I'm like, if you're buying canaries, where do you live that you are so far from a major city or a major location where you could not just go into a pet store and purchase canaries? If you live in rural Alabama and you can't, and you don't have a pet store nearby, there's a major city nearby that's got to have a pet store. And if there isn't, for some legal reason, maybe you shouldn't be having canaries shipped to you. None of this information is available in this article, and I'm not, you know, studious enough. I'm not a journalist. I'm a smartass. I'm not going to go looking up the issues involved in this, other than she had some birds mailed to her, and there were tire tracks, and her birds were dead. I'm just like, what the fuck? It's like, yes, okay, get over the whole, like, you can technically legally do this, and there's lots of things about mailing animals. And lots, and there's a lot of regulations about mailing animals, but there's, you can do it with the right regulations. But I'm just thinking of why canaries are small. They're easily acquired. They're easily lost. People who have canaries, unless you just have one of them real tight canary cages, canaries can get out of cages. We had some, they get out easy. They escaped, flat out escaped, got out of the cage, got out of the house. 2 long gone canaries. They probably got pecked to death by seagulls. But yeah, I mean, they're just canaries. It's not like she had a fucking parrot mailed to her. They're canaries. They're cheap. Canaries are cheap. They're like starter birds. They're trainer birds. Again, why have 6? That's a lot of canaries. Just pointing that out. But yeah, like if you've got the money to buy canaries and have canaries sent to you, because I'm sure the shipping has got to be a bitch, can't you just drive somewhere to buy some fucking canaries? Just go buy some canaries. Go find a pet store in what's the major Alabama city? I don't know. Because my brain, I mentioned that I'm coming off as sick. My brain is still somewhat fried. And I'm all down now because of 30-minute death list back there. Dear God. But yeah. Good, drive to a major city, or just, you've got to know somebody. Somebody can go pick up your damn birds for you. Don't really. Come on. It's now you got to get some new birds. In case you're wondering, is it the managers of the post office, and I guess those people involved, are working with the customer, air quotes, to achieve a satisfactory resolution. It's like, they apologized, but you know, it killed 6 birds. I'm sure they're having, like, there's like insurance coverage, and there's insurance coverage required for animals and crap like that. It's like, yeah, they probably had to pay for the birds and all that crap, but man, they're gonna have to do something for it. Next, this was a fun thing that I read, and it popped up both in the weird news and in just my regular Yahoo feed. It was just hilarious. Ruby's quinceañera. So there's this girl who was having her birthday party, and her dad went to make a big video to invite like all of their neighbors and everybody to the party. And when he posted the video on his Facebook, He put public instead of private for the area, and it went out to the entire world. And 1.2 million RSVPs later, and like hundreds of news outlets, she has the single largest quinceañera ever. Because in the video, Dad says, everybody's invited. Stupid. Literally, he like just, and he was like, I didn't mean everybody, everybody. I meant like all the neighbors and everybody in our village, because they live in the middle of fucking nowhere, Mexico, and they live in a village. Like, oh, all the people in our little community. Well, guess what? You pushed public. It went to the internet. It went viral. Now you got 1.2 million people saying they're coming to your daughter's birthday party. And like, there were a bunch of, there were Tejano singers dedicating songs to it. There was an airline offering discounts for people going to Ruby's party. I shit you not. There was a hashtag trending, which I lost because I didn't write it down in my notes because I'm lazy like that. But there's like this whole big viral thing about Ruby's party, and it was on the 26th. It was just this day after Christmas. And it was really funny. It's just like, wow. One little oopsie on a Facebook post turns into one big ass party. But there were like companies came in and like offered us, you know, financial sponsorships and stuff like this, and all this, and bands, and all this craziness that happened. It was so funny. Just like the idea of, wow, you're never going to live this down. I was like, I don't know if this is a sarcastic way to go, Dad, or, you know what? Fuck, way to go, Dad, because you may have fucked up and invited the entire world to your daughter's party. And create a completely unattainable standard for a birthday. But you know what? You just made your daughter go viral by accident. You know, there are people that are trained, that work and spend lots of money to make things go viral. And you just did it by clicking the wrong section in Facebook. So way to go, Ruby's dad. Yes, their name is in here somewhere, but I don't write things down like that because it's on paper. So I'm not, and we're at the end of the year, and we're post Christmas. So I'm not doing a Jackass of the Week this week. But if I did, I think whoever printed up this next one would have to get it. A church in Sri Lanka, for their Christmas mass, printed up, in place of the Hail Mary prayer, they printed up the lyrics to Tupac Shakur's Hail Mary. So instead of a centuries old Catholic standard prayer that if you've ever been in a church you've said a thousand times in your life, they were confronted with the quite graphic, because come on, it's Tupac, with Tupac Shakur's gangster rap lyrics, which I'm not going to read off because I, like, once again, didn't write it down. But come on, if you know who Tupac Shakur is, other than memes that have his face on them, and that whole he's sitting alive on an island with Michael Jackson and Elvis collecting residuals until the checks dry up and everyone's like, hey, we're alive. unless you're those people. But yeah. Gangster rap lyrics. I wanted, how do you mess that up? I mean, really, you're the printer. You're printing something for a church, and it's like on thousands of the programs for the mass. And how do you screw that up? You're printing for a church. Don't you just know this? Didn't you proofread anything? He's like, I think there might be something wrong. This looks a little bit longer than that prayer. I can't do it. I don't know what the accent is in Sri Lanka. I'm not going to try. Everyone's going to sound like they're from the middle of nowhere in the south. These lyrics don't look right. Yeah, that's what Sri Lanka sounds like. I think this is a little long for a Hail Mary, don't you think? I don't know why I always default to that accent for I'm sorry to people in the South and country people that I'm sorry my stupid, idiotic, brain dead thought process voice always defaults to General Hick. But yeah, that's what happened. But how do you not proofread that and realize? Come on, this is it's a rap song. Rap songs have lots of lyrics. A Hail Mary is not a long prayer. You don't even need to print it. It's in there for the beginners. But why? How do you make that? I just don't understand how you make that mistake. Like, I haven't been inside a church in for the better part of 6 years, and I've still got that committed to memory. I could probably recite a Catholic Mass from memory at this point. How do you not catch that? How big of a rush are you in that you don't realize that what you just printed was gangster rap lyrics instead of, you know, a 500-year-old Catholic prayer? Just saying. I guess it fundamentally boils. People are lazy. Apparently, even in Sri Lanka, even printers in Sri Lanka are fundamentally lazy in 2016. But that's okay, because it makes for fun shit for me to make fun of, and that's kind of it. Because if people didn't do dumb shit, I wouldn't have dumb shit to talk about every week or whenever the hell I'm healthy enough to get behind the mic. This entire segment of the show wouldn't exist if people didn't do dumb shit. So from the Odd Dad Out podcast, thanks for being stupid, because you give me lots of fun shit to make fun of.
Access granted.
I'm Matt.
This is Joe.
And I'm Becky.
And we host Pre-Recorded Live, a weekly podcast where we goof off and geek out about nerdy news, movies, video games, and whatever else we feel like talking about.
So check us out at Pre-Rec Live on Twitter, facebook.com/Pre-Rec Live, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or your favorite podcasting app.
I didn't get a second line. I feel like I should say something. All my butt hair fell out. It's kind of nice.
What's happening with the moon?
What's happening to the new man?
What's happening with the moon?
I don't know the song about the new man.
Hey, it's the new man. If you're looking for a new podcast to check out, why not check out What's Happening with the New Man, with the crazy mad scientist from Australia talking about all sorts of things, from gardening to cooking to life at home with your kids. What's Happening with the New Man podcast is the one for you. Check it out now. It's on iTunes, What's Happening with the New Man, also on Podbean and all your social media pipes. Make sure you press the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. You don't want to miss this hilarious podcast from Australia, What's Happening with the New Man.
Okay, that means that What's Happening with the New Man is my recommended listening this week. And yes, I know I've talked about him before. Mark has been a friend of mine for quite a while. He's actually the first person ever, outside of any family or anybody, to ever reach out to me on this show. And, you know, pulling back the curtain, a few months back, I say more than a few, it's been quite a while now. But he actually just sent me a message through the webpage, odddadout.blogspot.com. He just, in the little comments section on the side there, and sent me a message saying, love the show. I'm looking, you know, I've got my show. I would like to, you know, see if you want to swap some promos or, you know, chat each other up. And we've just become really good friends since then. First, like, podcasting world friend I've made. And first, like I said, first person ever to reach out to me because of the show, which has just been kind of cool. And again, made a friend. But I like the show. We always, you know, if you listen in the past, you always hear us, me talk about what times where our, for whatever reason, our personal stories have intertwined, or something will happen to me and the same thing will be happening to him, and we'll almost completely unbeknownst to each other, we'll end up discussing almost identical stories or identical occurrences on the same week's episodes. It's really funny. It's happened to us multiple times. Or we'll both get sick, or something will happen, or whatever. But summer car breakdown story, nightmares, things like that. But it's just a really fun show. He always talks about how I've got much better production value than he does. Straight up, 90% of the time, you can tell he is recording this driving in his car. Turn signals and wind and all, we're just fine. And it's kind of one of the things about it, it's completely off the handle. It is Mark and his recorder and sometimes his kids and just talking about whatever. I think he used to do a show called Talking Shit. That's basically what this is. It's just a little more focused on his personal life and what's going on with him. And because, like you said in his little promo there, he's kind of a crazy mad scientist, and he's got this hobby farm and his horses and goats and turkeys and chickens and fish. And so not only is it just crazy ramblings of the mad Australian, you're also getting, because he's like a jack of all trades. He talks about, he talked about building like an outdoor play kitchen out of scrap metal for his kids and having it plumbed and all this crazy. Like, fuck, I wish I had those sort of skills. Like, I'm middle of the road. I'm jack of a lot of trades. But when it comes to things like welding, never had the opportunity to learn those skills. I only in like the last year or so learned soldering because I was working on some of my guitars. And so now I have that ability. Minimal. But he's got like mastery of a shit ton of skills like this. And so things like converting massive like diesel tankers into a fish pond and aquaponics farm, and like raising aquatic plants and fish and all of his farms, and about fence training his animals and house training his dog. And his whole farm section, and what did the weather just do and just killed off all of his plants? He like big cold snap and wiped out his whole garden. He's not, but it's that, and or he'll just like have a recipe, like, hey, here's a recipe. Here's how, you know, idiot proof pie crust. Oh, and with that idiot proof pie crust, we're gonna make a meat pie, and I've just got this and this and this, and just throwing shit. I'm gonna go grab this from the garden and grab this from the garden, and we're gonna make a pie, and we're gonna do this and this and shit like this all the time. And that's what you never quite know exactly what you might get. And because it's free form, like this show was way back in the day. But he's got shit to talk about because he does shit, because he interacts with shit, because he does things. I work nights and I'm a homebody. He does stuff because he has a land, and he has a little hobby farm, and he's got shit that he can do. I don't so much have that. I live in the city. But he lives kind of out in the middle of nowhere-ish. He kind of lives like my in-laws. He lives outside of a proper town in Australia. the land that will murder everybody. But he's, we've talked about doing some like crossover stuff, like having, being on each other's show, but there's the whole issue of bandwidth and time zones. And when, like, right about now, it's now 3 in the afternoon here. He probably just woke up. And if I'm judging from his Facebook comments to my posts throughout the day, he probably just woke up. I think it's a funny show. It's absolutely not for everyone. I will say my wife is not the biggest fan, strictly because my wife has a thing about accents. There's some accents she loves. She's one of those girls where like an English accent, she just swoons over. I don't know why people swoon over an English accent or a French accent. I think it's French. There's like French is like, what do they say? You can read a phone book in French and women will melt in front of you. But Australian accents are funny, and they're kind of like, and I've discovered this because I do listen to a lot of Australians in different shows, which you'll learn later. But Australian accents, the different regions of Australia do have very distinct dialects, kind of like England and kind of like across America. And so different dialects of Australian accents are incredibly abrasive to her ears. And it just happens that crazy mad scientist Mark has got one of those. If for no other reason, go check out his drinking game. I know I've got a lot of fillers vocal crutches, and I don't cut them out because God, I could trim an hour episode down into 20 minutes if I had to pull all my vocal crutches and all of my dramatic pauses every time I have to swallow or whatever. But yeah, he's established a drinking game in his show because his big vocal crutch, he says, you know, and I probably should have pulled one up. I've contemplated pulling it up as just a fucking sound effect. It's the new man drinking game. Every time he says, you know, take another drink, you'll be completely blasted inside of 5 minutes. But yeah, that's my buddy Mark over at What's Happening with the New Man. And you can find that at whatshappeningwiththenewman.podbean.com. And of course, he's on iTunes and all the other fun places. So check him out. Okay. So before I go this week, kind of wanted to give, because it's the end of the year. Right? It's the end of 2016. I call it the year of no survivors. It's been referred to as the year of no chill. It's just been kind of a crazy year in a very generalized way. However, whatever you think and feel about anything that's happened this year, that's you. As far as like stuff here, it's been an interesting year for me, like personally, just like work stuff and craziness and, you know, adjusting to life with now 4 kids and completing a full calendar year of this show. And if you were listening back in the day, back at the beginning of the year, I kind of had my whole like guidelines for what I wanted to do with the show this year. And all of it's like my everything I wanted to do, and I basically did nothing. If you've been listening for a while, you know, I overhauled the show almost entirely from what it was at the beginning of the year. Hell, it's been overhauled pretty much from the middle of the year. And if back at the beginning of the year, I had this goal, and I was very focused on listener numbers and things like this because it was what you do. And my whole goal was to double my audience by the time I reached the 1 year mark of the show, which was in June. And incidentally, I did that. At the beginning of the year, I had 17-ish, and I had less than 20 listeners on average a week when I was, and I wasn't consistently every week getting a show out. But, and probably before even Easter time, I managed to, like, I was up there. I had some pretty good stuff going. And, if you listen for any amount of time, I've consistently have had periods where I've had breaks, where I've missed shows, things have happened. And so have breaks come up, which then turns into, you lose people, and then complete overhaul of the show, and pretty much my entire audience went away. I'm not kidding. And I will admit, when you consider that I have done such a drastic change of what the show used to be, I totally believe this is not the show that it was a year ago. Then the people that were listening to this show a year ago are not, may not even be interested in the way it is now. That being said, I do know I have more subscribers, that my listener base has changed entirely. The where everybody's coming from and how they're listening has changed in the last year. And I, with a fair degree of certainty, I can say that my audience is now not made 90% of my family. For the most part, I can tell most of my family actually doesn't listen to the show now. Even my wife has stopped listening to the show now. Just because she's not as nerdy as I am, and I've drifted so much further into that direction. But I do want to say, for all of you out there that do listen to the show, and for the handful of you maybe that are still around from the over this last year, thank you so much for sticking with me and all my craziness and my inconsistencies, because you're what makes it worth doing this. The getting up there and getting to see that I, still have, there's even the handful of you that are out there that listen to the show every week-ish. And like, I don't get a lot of feedback. I don't get a lot coming from anybody. Like I hear stuff from the new man. I talk with Matt at PRL, but that's about it. So the two people that I get feedback from on the show are other podcasters who completely appreciate the, you just want to hear something from somebody. And so it's good to hear anything. I've said before, I love to hear from anybody out there. Anybody, if you're listening to the show, if at all. And again, that's why I stick this at the end of the show, because I stick this at the end so that you're that committed person that listened to my bullshit for the last hour. Send me an email, send me a message on Facebook or Twitter. I'd love to hear what you think, or just hell, drop me a line and say, "Hey, good show. Hey, just want a shout out." You want to send me a message? I will just start. Send me your name. Hey, I listen. I'm from here. Hey, I'm Steve. I listen in. I'm gonna pull up a city, because I get a list of major cities. And this is a weird thing to do, and I'm doing this in real time, not fake time. Let's see. I listen in Toronto. I have listeners in Toronto. So I'm Steve, and I listen in Toronto, Canada. Or I listen in Adelaide, Australia, and I actually think that's coming from Mark. But, and again, I've said it before, I have a higher
Australian audience than I do in the States. Americans don't like me much, apparently. That being said, I don't care where you're from. I would love to hear from you. Like I said, just drop me a quick shout out on Twitter or Facebook or an email, or go to the website and use the little contact form, or and just leave me a little, hey, that was, you know, hey, I'm Steve from Toronto, and I, you know, love the show, or your show sucks, whatever. I'll read it. Like, send a shout out to whoever, just because I enjoy hearing my name on another show, and I'm sure you'd get a kick out of, oh my god, they just read my message, because you're totally like that, because why the hell not? Because everybody wants to hear their name somewhere. But, yeah, just say, hey, I'm coming from here, and I'll read off names. If you are so inclined to leave an iTunes review, I will read it if you are so inclined. Again, good or bad, I would rather hear something bad than nothing at all. Then again, if you've made it this far, then you're probably not going to bitch. Just going to say. You made it this far, didn't you? But, yeah, for, like I said, for 2016, I pissed off my entire goal list. I'm going to renew basically the same list, and my goals for 2017. I'm going to try damn hard not to miss any shows. Again, no guarantees. It's just kind of the nature of the beast. No guarantees, but I'm going to try real hard not to miss any shows this year or next year. And I'm going to work real hard, and it's more of a nagging and finagling with my wife to get a proper domain and get the odddadout.com established, and get that set up and do some more web page work and stuff like that. Make stuff a little more spiffy. I like a better web presence. So I want to get the small, you know, small steps. I think I put too much on my plate for the last year, and I was thinking really big, and I'm not a big operation. I'm a schmuck in Arizona with a microphone strapped to his desk. So maybe I'll look into doing some Facebook live type stuff. I don't know. I'm not that photogenic. We'll see. I don't know. I've thought about it before. I've thrown out the idea of doing live shows. I've thrown out a lot of ideas. I was like, it's a great idea, but executing it is a lot harder. So, at least right now, my goal is try not to miss shows and try and really get that you know, base domain set up, and that's what I'm aiming for 2017. Small goals, and just be consistent and build the audience. And hey, here's an idea. Now I've established that I listen to a lot of different podcasts, and I'm running through my list for the recommended listening section, but I'm going to run out at some point. So if you, True Blue, have a recommended show, something that you feel like that maybe I would dig, or something you want me to recommend, send it to me. Send me a message again on Facebook or Twitter at odddadout, or at odddadout.blogspot.com until I get that other whole thing set up. And send me a message, and maybe I'll check it out and see. And maybe it will make the recommended listening section. Maybe I'll just have like a little like the Nerdist community cork board, and I'll have recommendations from listeners. What the hell? Why not? Like, you want to have input on the show? You can have input. Send me something, and I'll talk about it, or I'll do whatever. Like I said before, you want me to do a show about giraffes? Send me a message and say I'll do a show about giraffes. Why? 'Cause fuck, why not? But until next year, because right now it's in a couple of days. Until next year, I've been Adam Higgins, the Odd Dad Out. Thank you and good night.